quick, please.
We don't ordinarily say please to food dispensers around here.
Well, since it's listed as intelligent circuitry, why not? After all, working with so much artificial intelligence can be dehumanizing, right? So why not combat that tendency with a little, simple courtesy? Ah, thank you.
Someone who just arrived. You certainly aren't shy with your opinion.
Have I been talking too much?
No.
Oh, I do tend to have a bit of a motor mouth, especially when I'm excited. And you don't know how exciting it is to have gotten this assignment. Everyone in class, I mean everyone, wants the Enterprise. I mean, it would have been all right to spend some time on Rainer 6, do phase work with antimatter. That's my specialty.
I know. That's why you got this assignment.
I did it again. It's just
I know. You're excited. Look, Sonia.
Yes?
I don't think you want to be around these control stations with that hot chocolate, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't even have this in engineering. It's just we were talking. I forgot I had it in my hand. I'm going to go finish it over here. Lieutenant LaForge, this is not going to happen again. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Captain.
Actually, it's my fault, sir.
Indeed.
Oh, I wasn't looking. It's all over you.
Yes, Ensign, it's all over me.
At least let me, sir.
Ensign...
Oh, Ensign Sonia Gomez.
Ensign Gomez is a recent Academy graduate, Captain. She just transferred over at Starbase 173.
Is that so? Well, Ensign Sonia Gomez, I think it will be simpler if I simply change my uniform.
Captain, I must accept full responsibility for this.
Yes. Chief Engineer, I think I understand.
I just want to say, sir, that I'm very excited about this assignment, and I promise to serve you and my ship, your ship, this ship, to the best of my ability.
Yes, Ensign, I'm sure that you will. Carry on.
My first impressions, right? Isn't that what they say? First impressions are the most important.
I'll give you this. It's a meeting the captain won't soon forget.
Oh.
Deck 9, officers' quarters.
Crewman, what is going
Welcome
on?
Welcome, Picard, the shuttlecraft 6.
There, haven't we been careless? A little cleaning service I'm only too happy to provide.
We agreed you would never trouble my ship again.
I always keep my arrangements, sir. Look, we're nowhere near your vessel.
Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
I read your graduating thesis. Now, I wouldn't have requested you if you weren't the best.
Where are we going?
10 forward. We're going to forget about work. We are going to sit, talk, relax, look at the stars. You need to learn how to slow down.
Oh, no, 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 no. I can't do that.
You know, you're awfully young to be so driven.
Yes, I am. I had to be. I had to be the best, because only the best get to be here. Jordy, Lieutenant.
It's okay. Go on.
Whatever is out here, we're going to be the first humans to see it. And I want to be a part of that. I want to understand it.
Sonia, relax. You're here. You've made it. But you won't last long banging in the walls. It'll be there for you. Believe me.
Okay.
Look, I promise I won't let anything exciting slip past without letting you know, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is 10 forward.
Dinan? I don't remember you ever calling the bridge before.
Is everything all right?
How do you mean?
Is there anything unusual happening?
No, Dinan, nothing out of the ordinary. Why do you ask?
I'm not sure. It's just a feeling. I've had it a couple of times before. It's probably nothing. Forget that I called. 10 forward out.
The locator beam won't help. They'll never think to look for you this far away. Enterprise, this is Picard. Stop this foolishness, Q. Return me to the Enterprise. I suggest you change your attitude. Petulance does not become you. We have business, Picard.
Keeping me a prisoner here will not compel me to discuss anything with you.
It will in time.
I appreciate your advice, Lieutenant, and I'll take it to heart.
Dinan? Can I get you something?
We're fine. Is everything all right?
I don't know. I think I'll go check out engineering.
I'll go with you. Where's the captain?
In his quarters.
Captain, this is Counselor Troy.
Computer, locate Captain Picard.
The captain is not on the ship.
Commander, there's a shuttle missing from Bay 2.
All stop.
Answering all stop, sir.
I've hailed the shuttle on all frequencies. No response.
Sensors indicate no shuttle or other ships in this sector.
I think we can assume the captain's aboard that shuttle.
How could he get to the shuttle bay and leave the Enterprise without us knowing? That's not possible.
Take it easy, Wes. We're going to find him. I want to begin a methodical search. Worf, set sensors on maximum scan. Data, use our present location as the center. Plot a search pattern from these coordinates to cover the most area in the least time.
Search pattern has been input, sir.
Engage, Mr. Crusher.
First officer's log. Stardate 42761.3.
We have not been able to determine why or how Captain Picard left the Enterprise. We can't even be certain he is in the missing shuttle, although that is the assumption on which we are proceeding. For the last 6 hours, we've been searching without success.
We have covered the area in a spherical pattern, which a vessel without warp drive could traverse in the time allotted.
Widen the area.
Do we stay out here years? Decades? I'm ageless, Picard. You are not.
The Enterprise will continue with Riker as captain.
You're an impossibly stubborn human.
Return me to my ship!
If I return you to your ship, will you agree to give my request a full hearing? You're right, Picard. This is the proper venue for our discussion.
Commander, my status board indicates the shuttle is back in Bay 2.
Computer, locate Captain Picard.
Captain Picard is in 10 forward.
Half the sense you pretend to have, you would get her off your ship immediately. And if you'd like, I'd be more than pleased to expedite her departure.
You know him?
We have had some dealings.
Those dealings were 2 centuries ago. This creature is not what she appears to be. She's an imp. And where she goes, trouble always follows.
You're speaking of yourself, Q, not Guinan.
Guinan? Is that your name now?
Guinan is not the issue here. You are. We had an agreement that you would stop meddling with us.
And so I have.
What do you want, Q? You state your business. Get on with it.
I agree, Captain. Enough about this creature. She's diverting us from the purpose of my being here.
Which is?
Oh, the redoubtable Commander Riker. And Microbrain. Growl for me. Let me know you still care.
Worf.
My purpose is to join you.
To join us as what?
As a member of the crew, willing and able, ready to serve. This ship is already home for the indigent, the unwanted, the unworthy. Why not for a homeless entity?
Homeless?
Yes.
The other members of the Q continuum kicked you out.
Not all the Q are alike. Some are almost respectable.
Ready and willing. Able to serve.
What would you do? Will you start as an ordinary crewman? What task is too menial for an entity?
Sir, do you mock me?
Not at all. That's the last thing I would do. You, by definition, are part of our charter. Our mission is to seek out new and different life forms, and you certainly qualify as one of the most unique I've ever encountered.
To learn about you is frankly provocative. But you're next of kin to chaos.
Captain, at least allow me to present my argument.
Worf.
After our last encounter, I was asked to leave the Q Continuum. Since then, I've been wandering vaguely. Bored, really. My existence without purpose. Then I remembered all the good times I had with you.
The good times? The first time we met you, you put us on trial for the crimes of humanity.
Which you were exonerated.
The next time we saw you, you asked me to join the Q Continuum.
A big mistake that you didn't accept my offer. More and more I realized that here is where I want to be. Think of the advantages. Now, I neither expect nor require any special treatment. And if necessary, although I can't imagine why, I will renounce my powers and become as weak and as incompetent as all of you.
No.
No? Oh, Captain, in fairness, let me try. I deserve at least that much.
Instead, you disrupt this ship, you kidnap the captain.
I add a little excitement, a little spice to your lives, and all you do is complain. Where's your adventurous spirit, your imagination? Think, Picard, think. Think of the possibilities.
Simply speaking, we don't trust you.
Oh. Well, you may not trust me, but you do need me. You're not prepared for what awaits you.
How can we be prepared for that which we do not know? But I do know that we are ready to encounter it.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. That's why we're out here.
Oh, the arrogance. They don't have a clue as to what's out here.
But they will learn. Adapt. That is their greatest advantage.
They're moving faster than expected, further than they should.
By whose calculations?
You judge yourselves against the pitiful adversaries you've encountered so far. The Romulans, the Klingons. They're nothing compared to what's waiting. Picard, you are about to move into areas of the galaxy containing wonders more incredible than you can possibly imagine, and terrors to freeze your soul. I offer myself as guide, only to be rejected out of hand.
We'll just have to do the best we can without you.
What justifies that smugness?
Not smugness, not arrogance.
But we're resolute, we're determined. And your help is not required.
We'll just have to see how ready you are.
Bridge, this is the captain. All stop.
Answering all stop, sir.
Status. According to these coordinates, we have traveled 7,000 light years and are located near the system J25. Travel time to the nearest star base.
At maximum warp in 2 years, 7 months, 3 days, 18 hours, we would reach star base 185.
Why? Why? Why, to give you a taste of your future, a preview of things to come. Con permiso, Capitán. The hall is rented. The orchestra engage. It's now time to see if you can dance.
Guinan, your people have been in this part of the galaxy.
Yes.
What can you tell us?
Only that if I were you, I'd start back now.
Captain's log, stardate 42761.9. Despite Guinan's warning, I feel compelled to investigate this unexplored sector of the galaxy before heading back.
Captain, the sixth planet in the system is quite ill.
There is a series of roads on this planet which indicates a highly industrialized civilization. But where there should be cities, there are only great rips in the surface.
It is as though some great force just scooped all the machine elements off the face of the planet.
It is identical to what happened to the outposts along the neutral zone.
Captain, we are being probed. What is the source of the probe? A ship. It is on an intercept course.
On screen.
Magnify.
Full scan.
Go to yellow alert.
Going to yellow alert.
Keep the shields down. We don't want to appear provocative.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Data, what can you tell us?
The ship is strangely generalized in design. There is no specific bridge, no command center. There is no engineering section. I can identify no living quarters.
Life sign.
There is no indication of life.
Lieutenant Worf, what is the alert status?
I detect no shields, no weapons of any known design.
Hailing frequencies.
Open.
This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
No response.
This is Captain Picard representing the United Federation of Planets.
Guinan.
Activate your view screen. I would like you to monitor what's going on up here. You may need your input.
I'm here, Captain.
Your screen's activated. I have the other ship.
You're familiar with this life form?
Yes.
My people encountered them a century ago. They destroyed our cities.
Scattered my people throughout the galaxy.
They're called the Borg. Protect yourself, Captain, or they'll destroy you.
Shields up.
Aye, sir.
All deck. Stand by.
Security, report to main engineering. We have an intruder.
Visual survey of the engine core, sir. Then it moved in here.
Interesting, isn't it? Not a he, not a she. Not like anything you've ever seen. An enhanced humanoid.
What is it you want? We mean you no harm. Do you understand me?
Understand you. You're nothing to him. He's not interested in your life form. He's just a scout, the first of many. He's here to analyze your technology. He may attempt to gain control of the ship.
I wouldn't let it. Stop! I cannot allow you to interfere with the operation of this ship.
Mr. Worf.
Yes, sir.
Neutralize the invader. Because her people had contact with the Borg, I've requested Guinan to participate in this conference. You are aware of what occurred just now in main engineering?
Yes.
What happened between your people and the Borg?
I wasn't there personally. But from what I'm told, they swarmed through our system. And when they left, there was little or nothing left. My people.
Guinan, if they were that aggressive, why didn't the Borg attack? They could have, but they didn't.
They don't do that individually. That's not their way. When they decide to come, they're going to come in force. They don't do anything piecemeal.
Then the initial encounter was solely for the purpose of gathering information.
Yes.
How do we reason with them? Let them know that we're not a threat.
You don't. At least I'm have ever known anyone who did.
Captain, we are being hailed.
On screen. This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the U.S.
We have analyzed your defensive capabilities as being unable to withstand us. If you defend yourself, you will be punished.
Counselor.
We're not dealing with an individual mind. They don't have a single leader. It's the collective minds of all of them.
That would have definite advantages.
Yes, a single leader can make mistakes, which is far less likely in the combined whole.
Picard. Oof. Picard, are you sure you don't want me as a member of your crew?
Captain, the Borg have locked onto us with some form of tractor beam.
We're on our way.
Report, Lieutenant. That beam is draining our shields.
If they pull down our shields, we're helpless.
War page, any heading? Engage.
Captain, the beam is holding us here.
Increase the power.
Shields weakening.
Shields will be down in 18 seconds.
Locate the exact source of that tractor beam. Lock on phases.
Phases locked on target.
Fire.
They still have us.
Shields are down, sir.
Laser beam is slicing into the saucer section.
They're carving us up like a roast.
With whatever force necessary. Terminate that beam. Fire when ready.
Again, Mr. Wolf.
Tractor beam is released, sir. Force field is maintaining our hull integrity.
Damage report coming in, sir.
Sections 27, 28, 29 on decks 4, 5, and 6 destroyed.
Casualties.
18 were in that section and are missing.
What is the condition of the alien ship?
They have sustained damage to 20% of their vessel. Life support's minimal.
Conference.
I can't get the shields up.
Divert power from anywhere you need it. Anywhere except for life support.
No, it wouldn't help. The circuits that control the shields, they've been fused.
If you can't reprogram, then reroute.
18 people. Dead just like that.
I know. Just put it out of your head.
No, I can't. I keep seeing them.
Sonya, stop it. We'll have time to grieve later. Now, right now, let's just get these shields operating. Hmm?
Right. Of course.
Guinan, how much more can you tell us about these creatures?
Bits and pieces.
Anything would help.
They're made up of organic and artificial life, which has been developing for thousands of centuries.
The Borg is the ultimate user. They're unlike any threat your Federation has ever faced. They're not interested in political conquest, wealth, or power as you know it. They're simply interested in your ship, its technology. They've identified it as something they can consume.
You brought us here. You exposed us to it, and you cost us the lives of our shipmates.
Oh, please.
Come on. 18 of our people have died. Please, tell us this is one of your illusions.
Oh, no. This is as real as your so-called life gets.
Lieutenant LaForge, Captain. We've been able to restore power to the shields.
Very good.
Captain, I have the casualty list coming on screen.
Cancel.
We'll deal with that later.
Sir, if we're going to have any further dealings with the board now or in the future, I think we should find out all we can about them.
Visit the ship.
In my opinion, that's the only choice.
Assemble a minimal away team.
What?
Mr. Worf, transporter room 3, Data.
I wouldn't go there if I were you.
I don't know, Guinan, they paid us a visit. It seems only fair that we return the courtesy.
Without provocation by an alien race which Guinan calls the Borg. It appears that we have neutralized their vessel. Commander Riker is leading an away team in an attempt to learn more about them.
There are no life sign readings.
I've laid in coordinates that should set you down in the least damaged section of the Borg ship.
Set phases on stun. Be ready to increase power in case we need it. Energize.
The Enterprise didn't read any life signs, especially with this many of them.
Perhaps because the ship was being scanned for individual life signs. Apparently, when they are in these slots, they become a part of the whole and no longer read as separate life forms.
Appear to be in some kind of state.
Explain.
There are slots along the wall, kind of like compartments. There are two Borg in each one.
Captain, I would theorize that the Borg are somehow interconnected through these slots and are working collectively.
We're going to try to access their main computer.
Commander, I believe each slot is designed for a specific Borg. Here is where the connection is made.
Like a juggernaut, it could begin moving at any moment.
The technology required to achieve this biological and artificial interface is far beyond our capabilities. There are many advantages,
speed being the most obvious. This ship literally just thinks what it wants, and then it happens.
Fascinating.
They either don't see us or don't see us as a threat.
Here, Captain.
If you're fixed on your way team, wavers in the slightest, beam them back immediately.
Count on it, sir.
Thank you.
Captain, this is incredible. We've entered what appears to be the board of nurses.
Describe it.
From the look of it, the board are born as a biological life form. Seems that almost immediately after birth, they begin artificial implants. Apparently, the Borg has developed the technology
to link artificial intelligence directly into the humanoid brain.
Astounding.
Commander?
What is it?
The ship appears to be regenerating. Perhaps this explains why they have not taken notice of our presence. Their collective effort is being directed into repairing this vessel. Captain.
The Borg seem to be using their combined power to repair the ship.
Transporter Chief, beam the away team directed to the bridge. Let's get the hell out of here. Warp 8. Now, Mr. Crusher, engage.
Borg are in pursuit.
On screen. Magnify.
Increase 10 to the third power. It's continuing to regenerate.
Let's see if we can outrun them.
Mr. LaForge, I want maximum warp.
For as long as we can hold it.
Yes, sir. We are now passing warp 8.5.
8.8.
Warp 9.
Arm the photon torpedoes and see if we can slow them down. Torpedoes armed. 5. They have no effect.
Bridge, this is engineering. We are now at warp 9.65.
The Borg are still gaining.
They will follow the ship until you exhaust your fuel. They will wear down your defenses. Then you will be there. Admit it, Picard. You're out of your league. You should have stayed where you belong.
Captain's log supplemental.
We are unable to maintain the gap between the Enterprise and the Borg ship.
Engineering the bridge.
Go ahead.
You've got all we can give.
I understand, Mr. LaForge.
Captain, the enemy vessel is firing on us. There are no reports of any damage to the Enterprise.
Captain, the target was not the ship. The weapon was designed to drain the shield.
Confirmed. Shield effectiveness has been reduced 12%.
Captain, the Borg ship is closing.
They're firing again. Shields have been reduced 41%. Another hit and we will be defenseless.
Arm the photon torpedoes.
Torpedoes armed. Fire the photon. The Borg ship was not damaged.
You can't outrun them. You can't destroy them. If you damage them, the essence of what they are remains. They regenerate and keep coming. Eventually, you will weaken. Your reserves will be gone. They are relentless.
The board ship is firing. We have lost shields again.
Captain, we've just lost the warp engine. Where's your stubbornness now, Picard? Your arrogance? Do you still profess to be prepared for what awaits you?
The Borg ship is reestablishing its tractor beam.
Lock on photon torpedoes.
Yes, sir.
Without our shields, at this range, there is a high degree of probability that a photon detonation could destroy the Enterprise.
Prepare to fire.
I'll be leaving now. You thought you could handle it. So handle it.
Hugh. End this.
Moi? What makes you think I'm either inclined or capable to terminate this encounter?
If we all die here, now, you will not be able to gloat. You wanted to frighten us. We're frightened. You wanted to show us that we were inadequate for the moment. I grant that. You wanted me to say, I need you. I need you!
Position?
070, Mark 6-3, sir.
Back where we started. That was a difficult admission. Another man would have been humiliated to say those words. Another man would have rather died than ask for help.
I understand what you've done here, Q. But I think the lesson could have been learned without the loss of 18 members of my crew.
If you can't take a little bloody nose, maybe you ought to go back home and crawl under your bed. It's not safe out here. It's wondrous. With treasures to satiate desires both subtle and gross. But it's not for the timid.
Miss Carter, set course for the nearest starbase.
Course laid in for starbase 83, sir.
Engaged.
Set a series of events into motion, bringing your contact with the Borg much sooner than it should have come. Now, perhaps when you're ready, it might be possible to establish a relationship with them. But for now, for right now, you're just raw material to them. Since they're aware of your existence,
they will be coming.
You can bet on it.
Maybe Q did the right thing for the wrong reason.
How so?
Well, perhaps what we most needed was a kick in our complacency to prepare us for what lies ahead.